issues we cover on this show relate to the environment in Australia, but we also like to hear about what's happening in the environment overseas. Today we're getting that opportunity because I'm speaking to Christina Veery from Parti Hijai Indonesia, or the Indonesian Greens. And we're going to find out a bit more about the politics of that country and also how that intertwines with the environment over there. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much, Des.
Now, being someone who doesn't know very much about the politics, the environment, how they intertwine, whether it's corruption, not corruption, and everything, I'm just going to leave it to you to talk about it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I will introduce myself first. My name is Christina Veery. I'm the member of Partai Hijau Indonesia, or Indonesia, or Indonesian Green Party. So this party is established on 2012. If you know, in Indonesia, we have so many political parties, and almost of them is based on the issues of democratic, the issues of religion, and the others. But the Green Party comes with the new ideas about the environmental issues. If you know, Indonesia have a very high number of the corruption cases. According to the Corruption Eradication Commission, the number of the corruption, the biggest number people who corrupting is a politician. So the Green Party give like an alternative for the Indonesian people, which have a concern about the environmental issues and then human rights issues and also the corruption issues, join together to build a more healthy party. Yeah, like this.
So, in terms of the environment and corruption, there must be various sorts of mining activities and so forth that happen in Indonesia overall. Like, I think probably people in Australia are most familiar with the large mining activities that take place in West Papua, because that's sort of in some ways intertwined with the West Papua struggle. Now, how much of the political corruption you're talking about, how much is that tied in with people's lack of concern, or the politicians' lack of concern with environmental damage caused by things like mining or other industries?
Yeah. Okay, so I will tell you, because now the main source of the economical in Indonesia is based on mining and also agriculture and forestry industry. So these industries, as you know, it's contribute the big number. In this year, Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK in Indonesia, they have a research on corruption related to political party. So according to them, the big problem in Indonesia is corruption which related with the political process. In Indonesia, the political party didn't have a source of funding from the constituent. So when there will be an election, candidates or party should work to looking for the funding to prepare that process. And as you know, the political cost in Indonesia is very high. And that's why, according to the Corruption Eradication Commission, in Indonesia, there is a big number of the cases, corruption cases, related to the political process. So before election, usually some candidates will have a relationship with some enterprise or company to looking for the source for if they will join the election. So yeah, it's the big problem in my country.
Well, it's not really different, except probably in scale to Australia, where you know, some mining companies, some lobby groups like hotel groups want to keep pokey machines or things like that and make donations to political parties. Is that regulated in any way, or have there been calls over there for banning political donations at all?
In Indonesia, we have a regulation that every province, they have their own autonomy, especially for the make a regulation related to the mining or the management of the natural resources. This condition makes some of the governor candidates have a deal with the, you know, some of the company, like a mining company. It's not easy for in Indonesia, especially because we have this kind of regulation. It's like autonomy in every province.
Oh, scattered, so you can't make some sort of uniform political move, because you have to go piecemeal here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Is any ground being made in that way? Any provinces started introducing any rules, or is it pretty much at a low level in terms of cutting out corruption?
Not yet, I think. Not yet. We are still struggling. That's why the Indonesia Green Party, in the next election, we have a concern on pushing some issues, especially in Central Java. We will push local government to rethink about the mining issues. So this is what we do, because the condition of the autonomy, and then there is no willingness from the governor to make maybe regulation or something to reduce the corruption and also the environmental damage. So yeah, from PHI, we will do for the next election.
So Java, your first step for the 2019 election, which you hope to get in place, or starting to get in place, ways of cutting out corruption and preventing environmental damage going unchecked.
Yes, in Central Java and also Jakarta. So we have two senator candidates.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, don't you? And you sound pretty optimistic. And well, it's good to have a target in mind and maintain enthusiasm. You don't want to get dispirited. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had a history of being involved in anti-corruption organisations, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, okay. So before I joined with the Partai Hijau Indonesia, I do some work in preventing the corruption. So we have some classes for the students, and also the high school students and also the university students, to learn about the corruption cases in Indonesia. So we make some educational and training for them to prepare them. If they are willing to become a politician, so they must know about the corruption in Indonesia condition. So I have I have some program which related to prevent the corruption and engaging the youth. Yeah.
So how long has that been going on for?
It's 2 years until now. Yeah, 2 years.
And how do you feel the outcome has been to the people who you've been teaching that to?
Yeah, because some of them are have a very big interest in to become a politician. So that's why this program that I done is very important, because they know the political situation in Indonesia, they know the number of corruption in Indonesia, and they realize that if they will become a politician, they will not become the politician like what we have, what happened now. Yeah.
Now, the sort of people who are involved in the courses you're running, mm-hmm. do they have particular interest areas like social justice, environment, along those lines, you know, welfare, so that you can sort of find out what their chief areas of interest in, or don't they have it, they just have a general idea of what they want to do?
Because this learning program is on, corruption is only one issue that addressed in this program, but the student actually learn about the social situation in every province. We work in nine provinces in Indonesia, and then every province have their own concern. For example, in Kalimantan, there will be related with the deforestation issues, and deforestation issues connect with the corruption issues. So different places have different issues that raise to this class, to this program.
So could you give an example mm-hmm. across Indonesia about the environmental issues, things like habitat destruction for orangutans and mm-hmm. palm oil, isn't there, mm-hmm. things like that?
Yeah, I think the biggest issues in environmental issues in Indonesia is about the deforestation, because according to the data of the World Research Institute, in Sumatra, for example, in 1985, the percentage of the forest is more than 80% of the whole island. But it decreased in 2008, less than 30%. So 20%, there is deforestation in Sumatra is 20%. From 1985 until 2008. And then other example, I can give you the other example in Kalimantan. In 1950, the whole of the, maybe the number of the forest is 90%. But in 2010, we only have less than 50% of the forest. The factor that makes the deforestation is about the forest fire, because there are so many palm oil plantation in that area. So when they will start the palm oil plantation, they will burn the forest. That's why the deforestation in Indonesia is become a very big issue.
Now, there, in some countries, there are campaigns yeah. to not buy, if you like, unethically gathered products. Is that having any impact on some of the damaging environmental activities in Indonesia?
I think the impact is just a little bit, yeah. Compared to the condition now, because now government, Indonesian government also have like a regulation to change the land use, so they will make they will plant so many trees to the forest, but it's still not working. As Indonesia have a regulation that mining as the main source of the economical for the economic process for the economy in Indonesia. So I think it's the impact is the little, so not, yeah.
I suppose it must be hard for a country like Indonesia to transition its economy away from things like forestry and mining. Are there any moves to develop new industries?
I think the alternative of Indonesia is not developing industries, but focus on the tourism. Tourism is the other industries. But when we compare the environmental effect that caused by mining company compared to the tourism, I think biggest when we choose the mining company. So we promote, according to me, better if Indonesia have like a tourism priority in the tourism area, not in mining company, not in mining sector.
Well, that takes us back to corruption, of course. There are probably not many tourist operators who've got bags of money that. Whereas the difference is with mining companies who've got big bank accounts. Yeah. Do you feel a bit frustrated at times?
No. I think as long as we still have. Like an effort to do something for Indonesia, I think there will be a better condition, I think.